I caught this interview last night. Jennifer Lawrence did an interview with 60 Minutes. And in the interview, she revealed something that I think a lot of people didn't really know about her.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about this?
I did not.
No, listen to this.
She decided she wanted to drop out of school.
Yes.
And she actually dropped out of what?
Middle school.
Middle school.
Yeah.
So she was on 60 Minutes. They asked if she had any regrets about it.
Okay.
I really don't. I wanted to forge my own path. I found what I wanted to do, and I didn't want anything getting in the way of it. And even friends for many years were not as important to me as my career. I mean, from the age of 14.
Look, that's good. But I'm hoping, like, most people don't think that's what happens. Like, if I only drop out of middle school, I'll win an Oscar.
I'll be worth $120 million.
That's the outlier.
Yes,
that's
for
the
sure.
Outlier.
Here's the other kicker. Like, she never got a GED. She never bothered to keep going. She never got a diploma. Nothing.
I do like that she kind of revealed it in this interview. She's not, like, telling people that's what they should do.
Right. She just said she knew it worked for her.
Yeah. So please don't take away from that you should drop out. How do you even drop out of middle school?
I don't know. Your parents suck, J-Law. Like, honestly, how do you say yes? Yes, honey. You're done. I understand. 14? Come
middle
on.
School.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. Usually you got to get pregnant to get out of middle school
right,
at that point.
Don't do that either.
No, those are both
right.
Low percentage options for success in life.
Another part of the interview, they talked about her nude photos getting released because in this new movie, Red Sparrow, that she's promoting, apparently she's topless in the whole thing.
Well, good for her.
And she says that doing nudity in that movie was empowering because she felt like she took her body back from the whole world seeing it.
Hmm.
Which is an interesting way to look at it. But she also said if you don't like boobs, don't see Red Sparrow. So if you do, go see it. Kylie Jenner.
Wait, is she saying it's a vote against if I don't go see it? Because I'll swipe my Celebration Cinema card all day. Yes, I need 15
boobs,
for
boobs,
Red Sparrow.
Boobs.
Sir. Sir. Relax.
Kylie Jenner has a new car. Did you see this?
Yes, I did, actually.
Homegirl's got a brand new $1.4 million black Ferrari that is her push present.
I was going to say, the gift in and of itself, not that ridiculous considering
right.
the family. It's ridiculous.
No, it's totally ridiculous.
But a push present, for those of you that don't know, is apparently a present you get your wife or your girlfriend or your baby mama.
Right.
Before she has a baby.
When she pushes out a kid. I mean, it's a lot of work. I got a push present.
I don't think I got Jesse a push present.
You didn't get Jesse a push present?
Nah. She got an amazing little human out of it.
The human.
She was
best
almost 2 weeks
still.
Overdue. The present was getting that baby out.
That's true.
There's not a thing I could have bought at that point.
I believe it. And you can actually see the picture of said push present at my blog, 1053hotfm.com. In other Kardashian news, the Kardashian-Jenner family is taking on the West family in Family Feud. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Family Feud. Apparently, the Jenners and Kardashians were supposed to go up against the Hiltons, but they backed out last minute. So now Kanye West's group is coming on to take on the Jenner Kardashians. So, like, Kim and Kanye are going up against Chris and Kylie. And
is Caitlyn there?
Nobody knows if Caitlyn's going to make it. We don't
you know
have an
why.
Air date yet either.
She probably can't pick a side.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Stop.
She said she's really close with Kanye, but her kids are on the other team. That's all I'm saying. Kevin Smith, by the way, what a scare last night.
I can do that. Okay, Kevin Smith. He had a heart attack last night. This is the craziest story. They're actually saying he would have died if he didn't cancel the comedy special that he had after.
Yeah, he was doing a two-shot on a show. He felt nauseous after the first one, went to the hospital. And it sounds like he kind of was having the heart attack while he was at the hospital because the doctor said he would have died otherwise.
That is just unbelievable.
And he's tweeting now from the hospital bed.
You can actually see the tweet that he put up from the hospital bed at my blog, 1053hotfm.com. But he is scheduled to be at 20 Monroe Live April 12th. So we're going to have to see how this plays out. I know you've already kind of reached out to our peeps.
Yeah, we're trying to get word if they've gotten anything from his.
Yeah.
But literally, like, dude's tweeting an hour after a heart attack. So
I know.
Like, I'm sure his scheduling people aren't like, hey, we better call Grand Rapids real quick. Let them know what's up.
Not the first priority.
So we'll figure that out for you.